Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. So we are reading this morning from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya Leela, Chapter 14, Performance of the Vrindavan Pastime. And we are starting with verse 149. Yes. 149. Well, just a little background. This is a very elevated discussion between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, following or during the performance of the Hira Panchami festival, which is a sort of a sub-festival that takes place during the course of the greater Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. In that Hira Panchami festival, the goddess of fortune, the wife of Lord Jagannath, comes from the Jagannath temple to the Gundicha temple because her husband, Lord Jagannath, has not returned when he said he would and when he was meant to, following the initial procession. So there's a very sort of, dramatic exchanges between the Lord and his wife and the followers of both of them, which even comes to the point of some violence. And it's transcendental. And Lord Chaitanya and his close followers like Swarup Damodar Goswami, they're watching all of this and just relishing the extraordinary, amazing, transcendental dynamics which are going on in the different exchanges, and particularly the displays of transcendental anger, even transcendental pride and emotions of that sort on the part of the goddess of fortune, the wife of Lord Jagannath. And a discussion develops between Lord Chaitanya and Swarup Damodar Goswami, with Lord Chaitanya questioning and Swarup Damodar Goswami answering. It's the same type of situation as occurred in the very famous discussion, interaction between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy, which is described in the eighth chapter of the Madhya Leela. Lord Chaitanya's questioning and questioning, which normally if a person is asking questions, it indicates they don't really know. Of course, Lord Chaitanya, the situation is quite different, but Ramananda Roy, he accepted the position, the role of being an authority and answering what were ultimately, as the discussion developed and developed, very, very elevated, well, questions about very, very elevated subject matters and relationships on the highest levels of Krishna consciousness in Goloka Vrindavan. So a similar discussion is happening right here. And we read last time, was it 2 weeks ago, I think? Anyway, last time, whenever it was, we read Lord Chaitanya was asking about the different emotions of different types of gopis in different situations, because they're different groups of gopis who on the transcendental platform have really quite different, externally quite different and internally quite different feelings, emotions and expressions of those things in their interactions with Lord Krishna. So we're reading the continuation of that discussion here, and we're at the point where these gopis, the ones who are very actively interacting with Lord Chaitanya, they're described as, they're referred to as heroines in these amazing exchanges. They're actually greater transcendental adventures of interpersonal exchanges. So Srip Damodar Goswami is describing, he's in the middle of describing actually, these different types of heroines who have different moods, and they interact with Lord Krishna differently from each other, and it's all very amazing and wonderful. And Lord Chaitanya is just relishing this. And Srip Damodar Goswami is showing his very amazing transcendental qualification. Just very, the very amazing level of Krishna consciousness that he is on. It's quite remarkable. So we continue then, as we said, more or less in the middle, somewhere in the middle of the discussion, Madhya Leela chapter 14, verse 149. Mukta Madhya Pragalbatina Naikara Beda Mukta Nahi Jane Manir Vaidagya Vibeda. Heroines may also be classified as captivated, intermediate and impudent. The captivated heroine does not know very much about the cunning intricacies of jealous anger. Sure. Now this is just very elevated subject matter, but this is one of Prabhupada's books, very important one, and therefore we must repeat these things. Just a moment. Yes, so you've got these three types of, or levels of even, it's possible to say, but really types of heroines or gopis. Captivated. On the two ends of the scale are the captivated and the impudent. In the middle are the intermediate, who sort of, it would appear, partially or sometimes captivated and partially or sometimes impudent, like that. Means, these descriptions mean, that in the loving exchanges between Krishna and them, then the captivated ones are very submissive and very accepting of whatever Krishna does, even if Krishna does something which might, under sort of quote-unquote normal circumstances, be considered not very nice, and many people would be sort of put off, or they would react in a negative type of way. But these captivated gopis, they don't do that. They just accept it. And they may cry if they feel offended, or, you know, just treated in ways which are not really so nice for them, they feel. Yes, but they won't, like the impudent ones on the other end of the scale, they will not protest to Krishna and challenge him and question him. Why are you doing like this? Or don't do like this? Or tell him you must do like something else. This is the basic what happens. An intermediate, well, anyway, let's see what is said if they're described further. So, verse 150. Mukha achadiyakare kevala rodana kantira priyavakya shuni haya parasana. The captivated heroine simply covers her face and goes on crying. When she hears sweet words from her lover, she is very satisfied. So you have very gentle, submissive, sort of basic type of consciousness. Madhya Pragalba Dare, Dir Adi Vibeda, Tara Madhye Sabara Swabhave Tina Beda. Both the intermediate and impudent heroines can be classified as sober, restless, and both sober and restless. All their characteristics can be further classified in three divisions. I'll just read the translation. Some of these heroines are very talkative. Some are mild. And some are equipoised. Each heroine, according to her own character, increases Sri Krishna's loving ecstasy. Although some of the gopis are talkative, some mild and some equipoised, all of them are transcendental and faultless. They please Krishna by their unique characteristics. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt unlimited happiness upon hearing these descriptions, and he again and again requested Swarup Damodar to continue speaking. Damodar Goswami said, "Krishna is the master of all transcendental mellows and the taster of all transcendental mellows, and his body is composed of transcendental bliss. Krishna is full of ecstatic love and always subordinate to the love of his devotees. The gopis are very much experienced in pure love and in the dealings of transcendental mellows. Well, very experienced. That's an understatement. They've been doing these things not even millions or billions of years. They've been doing this. This has all been going on beginninglessly and will continue endlessly. So they're very much experienced. And they know what Krishna, what pleases Krishna. And so they've been doing that, those many things which please Krishna, also beginninglessly. So talk about being experienced and expert. It's really amazing. But still, because Krishna is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore, he's regularly coming up with something new to just increase the excitement, etc. There is no flaw or adulteration in the love of the gopis. Therefore, they give Krishna the highest pleasure. In our cases, well, there are flaws and adulterations. And even we're not on the level of, we're certainly not on that level at all. In fact, sometimes the adulterations are not just like Rasa Basa. Shishi Radha Radnath Shri Giri Govardhan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rasa Basa, which actually is discussed in, there's a purport here which we'll read in a minute. Rasa Basa means that two actual transcendental mellows of pure devotional service, but which have different natures, they mix together. Like humility and anger. Sometimes these gopis, the ones who are impudent is the word used in English, sometimes they get angry with Krishna and they chastise him, particularly Lalita on behalf of Radharani, if she feels that Lord Krishna has even to a fractional degree not treated Radharani in the best way possible, she can, it's here perhaps in Chaitanya Charitamrita. No, it's in Lalita Astakam of Rupa Goswami. She just, in our local dialect, takes off with Krishna and just drowns him in a flood of words. Heavy words. Oh, really? Yes. But generally, anger and humility, they're just two very different types of emotions. So in so many cases where anger and humility somehow or other they arise, it's considered rasa-basa, an unsuitable mixing of two what are actually transcendental mellows. In our cases, So here, oh wow, there's a monkey up there. Don't try it. You can't fly. Wow. Okay, let's not get into that. Yeah, so sometimes it happens that some of these, two of these mellows, which are of different natures, come together at the same time in the mind of the devotee. But then it's called rasa-basa, an unfavorable mixing of what are actually transcendental rasas. And so they're not appreciated. They're avoided. In our cases, so this is what is being referred to. There's no flaw or adulteration in the love of the gopis. They're beyond rasabasa. In the cases of some other devotees, there are sometimes these things happen. And therefore, it's actually at the end of Nectar of Devotion, right at the very end, the very last chapter or maybe two chapters, it's one or two, they are about rasabasa. In our cases, there are flaws and there is sometimes adulteration in our, not love for Krishna, but just our attitudes and moods. But they're not from necessarily the mixing of real transcendental moods. They may just be something just materialistic getting mixed up in our consciousness. So anyway, here, Srila Prabhupada gives us a purport. Rasabasa occurs when one relationship with Krishna is adulterated. There are different types of rasabasa. First class, second class, and third class. The word rasa means mellow, and abas means a shadow. If one tastes one kind of mellow and something else is imposed, that is uparasa. If something is derived from the original mellow, it is called anurasa. If something is appreciated that is far removed from the original mellow, it is called aparasa. Uparasa, anurasa, and aparasa are respectively first, second, and third class rasabasas, as stated in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 4, 9, 1, and 2, which are quoted, but without translation. So let's just go on. Now here's a verse from 10th Canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 33, verse 25. Lord Sri Krishna, who's the absolute truth, enjoyed his rasa dance every night during the autumn season. He performed this dance in the moonlight and with full transcendental mellows. He used poetic words and surrounded himself with women who were very much attracted to him. Yeah, these, in the great majority of cases, highly qualified transcendentally women or girls actually who are very much attracted to him. Purport. This verse is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:33-25. The gopis are all transcendental spirit souls. One should never think that the gopis and Krishna have material bodies. Vrindavan Dham is also a spiritual abode. And there the days and nights, the trees, flowers and water, and everything else are spiritual. There is not even a trace of material contamination. Krishna, who is the Supreme Brahman and Supersoul, is not at all interested in anything material. His activities with the gopis are all spiritual and take place within the spiritual world. They have nothing to do with the material world. Lord Krishna's lusty desires and all his dealings with the gopis are on the spiritual platform. One has to be transcendentally realized before even considering relishing the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis. One who is on the mundane platform must first purify himself by following the regulative principles. Only then can he try to understand Krishna and the gopis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar Goswami are here talking about the relationship between Krishna and the gopis. Therefore, the subject matter is neither mundane nor erotic. Being a sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict in his dealings with women. Unless the gopis were on the spiritual platform, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have never even mentioned them to Swarup Damodar Goswami. Therefore, these descriptions do not at all pertain to material activity. Well, yes, this is the principle, and of course, it's already been discussed. I remember reading another purport just some number of verses back in the same chapter, and more or less, it was exactly the same discussion, same subject matter, practically, literally. Well, I would say literally, the same subject matter. And Srila Prabhupada does say here, one has to be transcendentally realized before even considering relishing the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis. And anyone on the mundane platform has to first purify themselves by following the regulative principles. So this applies to us. This applies to us. We should definitely be careful. There are certain transcendental literatures of great devotees in our line, like I mentioned Rupa Goswami and other of the six Goswamis, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and various others also, and these things are available. They're translated by some people into English. And if you really want, you can get them and read them. But there's a distinct likelihood that they may be on a higher level than your consciousness. I mean, than your consciousness really has access to in proper or reasonably proper ways. And therefore, if one tries to read them prematurely before one's consciousness has been purified sufficiently to read them and see them in a transcendental light, then if one tries to read them, then what practically necessarily will happen is that actual lusty material desires will be stimulated in your heart, in fact, and in your mind. And as you're reading these pastimes will cause you to even start maybe sometime meditating on the material equivalents. That's not good. That's upper round. And there's even, if one reads Prabhupada's books and just if one sort of picks up what's going on, in India, in Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, perhaps more particularly the Navadweep, West Bengal area, but both, actually, there are groups of people who are, they're different groups, and they're called Upper Sampradayas. They're actually coming, if you trace the roots of the group, they do go back to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, maybe Advaita Acharya, maybe Gadadha, like this. And through great devotees like certain of the Goswamis or others, Lochandas Thakur, and there's a place called Srikanda and Narahari Thakur, very close personal associate of Lord Chaitanya, lived there. And there's a line coming from him which includes Lochan Das Thakur. And so these are very authorized devotees. But the people, in the course of the descent from that time to till today of the understandings and the practices based on the understandings of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna consciousness in general, what has happened is that as time went on and the devotees in the line, as time went on, not being on a sufficient level, so they actually introduced mundane versions of the actual activities in some of the pastimes described by the great devotees who were the actual associates of Lord Chaitanya. And so then you end up with this perverted manifestation. Perverted. And it corrupts. People come for Krishna consciousness. In the name of Krishna consciousness, they become corrupted and they lose Krishna consciousness and they make offenses and it's all not good. It's really not good at all. So, in Krishna consciousness, authenticity and like integrity, these are pretty much the main things. Authenticity, integrity, based on real sincerity and real surrender at the lotus feet of a genuine representative of the disciplic succession. And of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, like that. Otherwise, it's more or less inevitable. The only thing, Prabhupada does talk about these people, and Prabhupada does say a little bit that some of these people, if somehow they get association of some bona fide members of the Sampradaya, then they may become corrected and become proper devotees. Even many of our devotees in Bengal, to be frank, their families are Gaudiya Vaishnava families. And not in all cases, some of them are families which have been with the Gaudiya Mutt for some generations, and Bhaktivinod Thakur. But some of them, they are in a line which goes back to Lord Chaitanya, but in the meantime it got a little deviated. We are interacting with two devotees in West Bengal right now on our daily programs. So really, they're very sincere devotees. Their mother is a follower, initiated follower of Anukul Thakur. You've not heard of Anu, have you? No. I wouldn't expect you've heard of Anukul Thakur. Better you don't. It's a fact. I don't know the specifics too much, but he's definitely, in a group which has gone off on a tangent. All right. But we must read Prabhupada's books. And here and there in Prabhupada's books, we come across such subject matters as what we're reading right now. But what we must not do is become selective about these things. I'm sure you've heard of the Gopi Bhava Club. a group of devotees in Prabhupada's time who understood the fact that the love of the gopis is the highest level of Krishna consciousness, and it's very glorious and wonderful. And so therefore they thought that, well, let us focus on that. Let's not just read through the books like from beginning to end, but let us selectively read certain parts where such subject matters are being described. And if you know the story, Srila Prabhupada was most extremely not appreciative. He was extremely angry. Whew, really very angry. In terms of Prabhupada becoming angry with his disciples, any one, or particularly say any group of his disciples, it was perhaps the group he became the most angry with, certainly one of the groups, without a doubt. So that's an important lesson for us. Our time is up actually, and the subject matter is going to change a little bit. I mean, not really change, but what's going to happen to the subject matter is that there's going to be a discussion now about Srimati Radharani in these terms, how she conducts herself in her interactions with Krishna, and her anger and things like that. I think we would have to start and read through it, which there isn't time to do now, so we'll do it next time. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.